Let's get Stephen Leahy on. Stephen, how are you doing here, my friend?
I'm just great, John. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Are you breathing a sigh of relief now that tax season is over? Or wait, do now you get an influx of customers who didn't do what they were supposed to do?
Well, I think I need a week. Because it was a hectic tax season this year in my office, so I'm happy it's over. A lot of people that are my clients, we also filed a whole ton of extensions, so it's not over yet, but at least it gives us a little bit of a breathing room.
So for someone that didn't file the deadline by the end of the day Monday, and they say, oh, I'll just file an extension. No, the deadline for the extension filing is also on that Monday, right?
That's true. Although what people don't realize is that if you're a W-2 employee and you have a refund, you don't have to file an extension because there's no penalties for filing late, and you have 3 years to file in order to get your refund.
So if you owe money, they might charge you a penalty because they want that money on day one, and they will maybe penalize you. But if you're owed a refund, they're not going to take that money away from you.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And I think a lot of people, you know, don't know that again, if you have a refund, you don't have to file an extension for the extra time.
So is there any punishment for doing it late? I'm not trying to like call the IRS's bluff on this, but is it a big deal if you were to send the file in today or tomorrow instead?
If they owe you, no.
Okay.
If you owe them, then yeah, you get charged 0.5% if you fail to pay for every month or portion thereof. So
okay.
One day late, it's 30 days late, and you pay 0.5% of whatever you owe the IRS. And if you don't file, then that's 5% per month.
Oh, so, wow, if you don't file at all. Okay. And that
if you don't file for the extension then, right? You don't file an extension, then you get charged up to 25% of what you owe as a penalty.
So if you didn't file on Monday and you'd go to file Tuesday, that one day late, does that immediately do that 5% if you owe them?
The answer is yes.
Wow. Okay, Stephen Leahy, I'm going to put you on hold. We got more questions coming in. 312-981-7200. Are you a little bit late? Have you been late for a couple years? Okay, I know that some people are out there. Let's help you sleep easier at night. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic. 720 WGN, your money matters, especially at tax time. Stephen A. Leahy joins us, attorney. And are you wearing the fedora, Stephen, even though you're not here in the building?
Every time I get on the phone with you, John, I put the hat on.
I think anytime you hear my name, I want you to put that hat on, Steve. Okay, you go to WGNTaxman.com, by the way, for more information about Steven. You ready to take a couple phone calls, Steven?
Absolutely.
All right. I like John's name. Let's go to John. Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Now, what's your question, my friend?
Well, I've had a tax accountant for almost 40 years.
Okay.
And this year, we've played the game. I've got all the paperwork. Everything's in. And all of a sudden, he's disappeared.
It's the same person you've used for 40 years, and now they're just not responding.
Yes. He's not responding. I looked at his office. His office is, there's no one there. Message unanswered.
I hope he's okay.
And what I'm thinking is he was an anti-vaxxer, so I'm thinking the worst, but that's not what I want to think.
Well, let's not hope anything bad on anyone like that. Okay, so John,
absolutely.
Did you send in your information to him this year to file it this year? Like, were you in communication with him early on and
yes.
you gave him stuff? And then, so you gave it all to him, and now he's just disappeared.
Yep.
So you have no verification if anything happened.
Exactly.
All right,
and
Steven.
Like, what usually happens is, you know, when I get all my investment money and all that paperwork, blah, blah, blah. I give it to him, and usually in a week or two, he calls and says, hey, come pick it up.
Okay, so
but
that didn't happen.
I don't know where he lives.
Yeah. All right, hold on, John. I'm going to let Stephen help out a little bit. Stephen, is there a way to find out, first and foremost, if his taxes got filed?
Well, you can probably look online on the IRS.gov on your own account to see if it was filed. I don't know if it's going to be there yet, because the IRS just had a busy season,
right.
And it takes some time to put things in the system. If, in fact, he did not file for you, then you have a reason why not to pay penalties, though. And so you can avoid the penalties. If he failed to file, maybe he got sick, and maybe he didn't file for you. That would be what they call a reasonable cause, why you didn't file on time. And that would be okay. A reason to abate the penalties so you could avoid them.
How does that sound, John?
Okay, so do I need to contact the IRS and tell them what the situation is? Is that how that works?
Well, I would call them to see if they have record that you filed, right? And then
would
if they don't have record,
if I didn't sign anything, would it
probably not?
The answer is probably not, because you have to sign something.
Okay.
That's true.
Might as well check.
Even to file electronically. Now, he can file electronically and say that you signed. That would be disingenuous on his part and not the way the law is supposed to work, but I have heard of people doing that.
All right.
Okay.
All right, John. I'm sorry that happened
to you. Thank
you
so much.
Hey,
appreciate your help.
By the way,
bye-bye.
Go to WGNTaxman.com. Stephen can help you out if you need any more help. And I know
Absolutely.
Where he lives, and I will show up to his house if he stops answering your phone calls.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks so much, John. 312-981-7200. You know that's true, Stephen.
Yes.
I actually have a question because, you know, we've talked about my situation where I ended up making a little bit more last year as a contractor than I thought I was going to. Anyways, it's a long way to say that I'm prepaying my taxes this year, pay as you go. Here's my problem is that I filled out the form on the IRS website, and I appreciate that they have an authentication process, but I haven't gotten the letter in the mail yet for my PIN number, so I've technically missed my first quarter payment. Am I okay if I pay as I go the moment I get it for what I've already done for this year, even if it's a couple day late, or do they maybe have cause to charge me interest?
Well, they might charge you interest. That's the penalty when you don't make your estimated payments on time. So it's not like they add anything other than the interest. And of course, the IRS compounds interest every day.
Oh.
So that's why it hurts so much.
All right, well, I'm going to go down to my mailbox and check every hour to see if it's in. Yeah.
Now, again, you could probably go online and pay anyway without the PIN number. Maybe not. I'm not sure about how the
authentication
works.
I could do it. The state was fine. It was the IRS. They said, don't do anything. We'll create your account by sending you this in the mail. So,
yeah.
So I'm just a few days away from being scammed and calling you, Stevens. That's great. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, you're on WGN. Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
What's your question?
A couple of questions.
Yeah.
Quick questions. Number one, I've got a different, not unique, but different situation at home, and I'm trying to figure out how my niece and her two kids that live in my house, and I pay all the bills, if they qualify for a dependent, if, in fact, her significant other filed his taxes and claimed them, but that's kind of a two-part question,
okay,
I'm sorry.
No, you're
but
fine.
The question actually is, okay, she lives with me, she gets help for her groceries.
Right. She's a dependent of you, essentially, right? You are doing everything in this house.
I think so.
But but he claims her as a dependent on his taxes. Stephen?
And the kids.
And the kids. Two people claim dependents or
the
no?
The answer is no.
No, I don't.
Right? And when you claim the dependent, you have to have their Social Security number, and then the IRS matches those Social Security numbers. Now,
yeah, I've been doing it for years.
If it's legitimate and he's taking it, that deduction, even you filed, the IRS will come back and then ask each one of you to prove it. Now, if the kids are with you more and you spend more than half of the time with you, then you really qualify and he doesn't.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he lives with his mom. He doesn't even live in a place that...
Okay, so
they live in my house.
Hold on one second, Kathy. Let me just clarify. So if they both filed, let's say them as dependent because they both want to claim them.
No, she didn't. I'm talking about me and father.
Kathy, I'm right. I got you, girl. We're good. If they both filed, Kathy and this other man filed as dependents, the IRS would want to rectify that, but they could side on the side of Kathy, right?
Steven? They might, yeah. Because, again, if she could prove that, because they have to show that the children were with who they were with more than half the time and who gave them more than half of their sustenance.
Right.
So that's
where the government.
Even if it's in a court record that he's supposed to get them, you can overrule that. The IRS can overrule it.
Okay, Stephen, hold on one second. Kathy, first of all, that's a great question. And I would do some talking to the niece and say, look, the gravy train's going to run out unless you get credit for some of that money that he's getting that you aren't. That's a personal, this is a money show, but that's John Hansen on the side. Okay, Kathy?
Yes.
Appreciate the phone call, all right? Because I know you don't want to just like leave it up to the government to side with you and then you get penalized because for whatever reason they don't. I know that's difficult. I'm going to put everyone on hold, though. We got to take a quick break. WGNTaxman.com is where you can reach Stephen with the fedora. We should send Stephen with his fedora over to that house to knock some sense into that guy. Anyways, let's take a break. And then we got the news here on WGN. Stephen, you ready for taking another question, my friend?
Absolutely.
That was a dramatic one we had, the last one, by the way. But I'm sure
it's taxes, John. Everything's dramatic when it comes to taxes.
You're right about that. Let's go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, you're on WGN. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Okay, so I filed in 2020, but I extended. I mailed it on October 15th. I didn't e-file. I mailed it.
Okay.
And I had a $6,500 refund coming. I haven't received that yet. I went to do my taxes this year for 2021, and I went to e-file. I owe $4,800. The problem is they can't tie out to my last year's AGI, so I can't e-file. And I don't want a paper file again because I don't know if they have a record of my previous year. So one of my questions is, somebody recommended that I refile my 2021 with a letter telling them to input it so that I can, and then send the refund, and then I can e-file later.
Oh boy,
but somebody else recommended
you
not to do that because you might be setting off some type of alarms there because the 2020 return has a refund coming with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. First off, I think you can try to use zero as your adjusted gross income for last year. I've seen that works sometimes because it hasn't been filed. So if you use zero, it may work and let you in on the system. I wouldn't file the second return. That just creates problems, and so you know, I wouldn't do that. It may be that they will assess you the tax and then credit your account when that other return is processed and give you interest on that. I don't, you know, whether they would charge you any interest for the time that you owed them before they assessed the debt.
So you're saying is Kevin,
your refund?
Kevin might have to front some money.
What I did this year was I just extended this year and I sent a check in. So
that makes sense.
This year, but I just want to file the return. And I just want to file the return, and I want to figure out how to get my return electronically in there. So one option would be put zero in for AGI and see if it accepts it.
Correct. Or then try, if that doesn't work, then try to use the previous year that you had from 2019.
The 2019 AGI.
Yeah, try that. But I would try zero first. I'm pretty sure that's what the system is looking for.
Okay. All right, Kevin, try that.
All right.
And we have Stephen on so much, you can just call back again in a couple of days.
Okay. No, that's a great idea. I appreciate that.
No, thanks, Kevin. I'm sorry you're going through that.
Let me, one other question then. So I've read online that they've got 7 to 9 million paper returns that they haven't gotten to.
Oh, yeah.
As of, like, April 1st. Mm-hmm. So what would your best guess be that they get to a return that was filed October 15th for 2020?
Oh, God. I don't know. Stephen, crystal ball, you probably don't have one, do you?
Well, I don't have one, but I know that they're hiring 10,000 new people to help them. They've shuffled their staff in order to put more people on this to try to process these returns that are out there.
Cool.
The commissioner has promised to fix this problem by the end of the year.
All right, cool. Kevin, thanks for the call. I'm going to try and get to someone else before I got to let Stephen go. Thanks so much. Let's go to Steve. Steve, we've got about a minute left. Let's see if we can get your question in. What's up, Steve?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Real quick, 2018, the shop I was working for is a union shop. 2019, they filed an extra tax form. It stated I made an additional $30,000, which I never received. So I certified mail. They also sent a W-2C form. This year, I go to get my tax return, and I find out that they've taken my tax return because apparently they've never received said form. they told me to fax over another copy, which I've done. And now, like, I can't reach anybody when I call. You stay on hold for 2 hours, and I don't know what to do.
Well, again, you have to keep trying to get through to them. They only answer 1 in 9 phone calls, so it's very difficult to get through. I understand. As long as you've done what you have to do, you're going to have to wait in line like everybody else, and that's just a fact.
I'm sorry,
and
Steve.
So they took. I'm sorry. I know you're running out of time, John.
Oh, I was talking to the other Steve. I said, Steve, sorry that we don't have a better answer for you, but I would keep on trying. It took me a while when I wasn't getting what I wanted, and persistence paid off. I know that's not a great answer, Steve, but keep on trying. You can always go to WGNTaxman.com for more information. I'm going to try and get Katie in really quickly. Katie, I think you have a quick question, right, Katie?
A very quick question. I had heard on the radio previously that the 3 year for 2018, to get a refund was like April 23rd. But my accountant is telling me that I lost that opportunity on the 15th.
Steven?
Actually, on the 18th, April 18th, which is Monday. Unless you ask for an extension in 18, and I had a client just in the other day, and he had 18 refund, and we would have missed it, but he asked for an extension, so that extension gives us until October to get that refund.
So if she had asked for it back in 2018 or 2019,
correct.
I guess for 2018.
Correct. Correct.
All right, Kate. All right.
Rolls over. Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Katie. Good luck. Steven, you're a popular guy. Thanks for always hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John. I got to tell you that I was at the hockey game the other night, and you have so much fun at that game. Almost as fun as I did.
Exactly. Thanks, Steven. Yes, I'm the in-arena announcer and host, if you didn't know out there, folks. All right, Steven, thanks for your time.
Thank you.